This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com.
And that was Stephen Lynch with Little Tiny Mustache. Very, very funny song. Hopefully no one was offended, but you know, whatever. Got a couple more I'm going to quick slide in. Here's a quick one. We'll do this one. Right? Yeah, this one's called Love Song, so I can't imagine a more apropos song to be playing on the Love Show, the Love Song by Stephen Lynch, also off the Craig Machine. Enjoy this one now.
If I had a hammer, if I had a hammer, I'd build a house for two. And if I had a sailing ship, I'd take a trip with you. And if I had a poet's hand, I'd write a verse for thee. And if I had the painter's touch, on canvas you would be. But I don't have a hammer, and I don't have a ship. So I can't build a house, and we can't take a trip. And I'll never be a poet, nor have the painter's grace. So I'll never write your verse, nor immortalize your face. And also, I have herpes.
Yes, that was Stephen Lynch's approach to love in the Love Song. So I hope you enjoyed that one. I love it. But I'm going to play one more for you. Let's see what... All right. This is called Lullaby. It's also called the Divorce Song. And also a very, very funny song. And this is going to be my closeout song. This is a song about a man singing to his daughter. So it's a different kind of love. But he's singing about why his wife and he got a divorce. He's trying to explain it to his daughter in a way that she'll understand. So I hope you enjoy this. Check me out next week, same time, same station, 7 to 9 p.m. Up next, we got Reverend Bookburn, so stay tuned and have a good week.
Hush, little girl, sweet baby, don't cry. Sing you a soft lullaby tonight. Why can't it all be like it was before? How can I explain why mommy's not here anymore? 'Cause daddy likes porno and stores. Daddy likes rubbing against little boys on the bus. I think that's why your mommy left us. Mommy left us. Little girl, there is no reason to fret tonight. Don't mind the smoke. Daddy just wants to forget. Soon it will all be like it was before. Any minute she will walk through that front door. stuck. Please don't cry. I swear I'll try to be here by your side. Right after Daddy gets home from the bar, visits his bookie and steals a new car. He'll drive to the strip club, and if Daddy plays his cards right, he'll bring home your new mommy tonight.
Okay. We are going to be on in any minute. Do you want to save this? Okay, let's see. Jason? Okay. We are getting organized. We will be on in about a minute. Okay. August 16th, 2009. All right. The penis microphone is working. And let's see. The weapon of mass destruction is working. And the phallic microphone that looks like Ron Jeremy's member is working. I don't know. At least we think it's bigger. All right. The Reverend is in. We'll be starting in about a minute. Okay. These dials are moving. That is a very good sign. You got to love independent media and how that works. All right. Shitload of tunes. And we may get DJ Jeff later. He actually is conscious. Okay. Blue line moving. It is. Let's see. 20 seconds. Well, it didn't want to save it before. Yes. But at least we're not Clear Channel or Sirius. All right. Let's see. All right. Where's Audition? You too. All right. Tell me when you're ready. Are you ready? I'm ready. All right. Let us begin. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is the 40th anniversary of Woodstock celebration. Got a ton of tunes, a diversity in sound, some Woodstock music, some other 60s things and things we wanted to turn you on to, some newer stuff, and a lot of content. So whether or not we go over time remains to be seen. It looks like a show that is planned for possibly the length of the festival, but we won't go that long, and we'll just get in as much as we can. We're going to hear Some reading from Abby Hoffman's Woodstock Nation, by far the best book on the subject, and a lot of other tunes as well. This is from the 1980s, and it is a cover of Jefferson Airplane's Somebody to Love by Agent Orange. When we
we A show is the way to the next breeding floor. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For me, that's fine. The next breeding floor. Marie, we don't buy a natural breeding floor. I tell you, we must die. I tell you, we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, we must die.
The other night, a voice came to me. Turned out it was God. Said, Oaks, wake up. This is God here. Over. I said, you're putting me on, of course, Dylan. So he did a few tricks. He moved the bed back and forth. Trembling, I asked, what is it you want, O Lord? He said, well, frankly, Phil, I went downtown the other day, saw the greatest story ever told, couldn't believe it. It's gone too far. Something must be done about Christianity. Then, woof, in a puff of smoke, he disappeared. The next morning, I woke up, had a few drinks to realize it was all true, and decided to do something about Christianity. What could I do, me, a poor, humble boy from the sticks? Then I remembered I was a songwriter. Aha, so I sat down with pen in hand over my typewriter. And ended up writing this next song, which is a hymn about Christianity. Actually, an anti-hymn. The first anti-hymn, folks. It's, That's the melody. Christian cannons have fired at my days, with a warning beneath the holy blaze, and bow to our authority, say the cannons of Christianity. Oh, the children will be sent to schools. Minds of clay are molded to the rules. Learn to fear all of eternity. Warn in the canons of Christianity. Holy hands will count the money raised. Like a king, the Lord is richly praised on a cross of diamond majesty, say the canons of Christianity. Missionaries will travel on crusades. The word is given, the heathen souls are saved. Conversions to our morality, sigh the canons of Christianity. Come the wars and turn the rules around. Defend your soul on the battleground, and the Lord will march beside me. Drone the cannons of Christianity. Cathedral walls will glitter with their gold, and the sermons speak through silver rolls. Building castles amidst the poverty, say the canons of Christianity. Worship now and wash your sins away. Drop the coins, fall to your knees and pray. Cleanse the world of all hypocrisy. Smile the canons of Christianity. Christian cannons have fired at my day, with a warning beneath the holy blaze. And bow to our authority, say the canons of Christianity. Cry the canons of Christianity.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn, DJ Jeff, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craftist. And it's so much fun to watch everybody broadcasting the show and celebrating Woodstock and being moderately altered. And now it is a pleasure to play a tune by the veterans of Woodstock themselves, Jefferson Starship, the latest incarnation of the airplane crew, from their most recent CD, Jefferson's Tree of Liberty. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing Chimes of Freedom.
Majestic bells of morning. Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. I man, this is war, a go-go. There's plenty good money to be made. Supplying the army with the tools of the trade. Just hope and pray that if they drop the bomb, they drop it on a Viet Cong. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, generals, let's move fast. Your big chance is here at last. Now you can go out and get those reds, cause the only good commie is one that's dead. You know that peace can only be won when they blow them all the kingdom come. Sing it! One, two, three. What are you fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Louder! Vietnam. And five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Listen, people, I don't know how you expect the ever stop the war if you can't sing any better than that. There's about 300,000 of you fuckers out there. I want you to start singing. Come on. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, mothers throughout the land. Your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. But send your sons off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box. All right. One, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die.
Ladies and gentlemen, Country Joe McDonald. Wagon, please.
Hello to all friends of the draft resistance revolution in America. Good evening. I hope it stops raining.
On. I'm gonna shake it all out, darling. I'm gonna One more month, too far to show. Need to get around and that go, cat, go, go. Step on my blue space shoe. Where you doing the family on my blue space shoe? Back that up, down the front. When she grabbed my bed that night, I got a boom and bean that she can be. Top down my pants is double being to me. Yeah, coming on a baby, whole lot of sugar going on. Coming on a baby, whole lot of sugar going on. We're thinking, whole lot of sugar going on. Man, shake it, baby, shake. But shake it, baby, shake. Shake it, baby, shake. Shake it, baby, shake. Well, love and baby, I love when walk to me, go. How, how? Ooh, yeah. Whoa, yeah. Ooh, babe, I love that way you walk. How, 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 how. How, 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 how. I'll shoot you right now. Knock you off your feet. Whoa, baby. I got a crave. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, yeah, yeah, yeah. God, that knows I do. I love you, baby. Lord, God knows I do. Take your love and baby one more time. Oh, do the stomp. Do the stomp. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, 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 baby. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Ouais, do now, be my blue love one more time. Yeah, let the love go. I'm going home. I'm going home. I did my baby, I did my one more time. Yeah, yeah, cause I'm going. See my baby. I'm going home. See my baby, baby. Ooh, baby, I play the blues for you. Baby! I love you, baby. With red whistle. Baby, I love you so. Love you, baby, love you one more time.
home. I go home. Get home. Get home, baby. Look out, baby. I'm coming to get you one more time. Go home. Please, a warm thank you for 10 years after.
After a short intermission, we'll continue.
Welcome. The Reverend is in.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is in. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities. Outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody. And please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com slash blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex at Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
It's the name of the Allah. Next night, Mazena Shiba Staten, Earth Network, Earth Meops, the Seops, Alpha, Chanel, Alpha, Stagger, Floyd.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Okay, thank you, Mr. Scott, for that recording of the often used introduction of the last umpteen years that began the show. So the only thing you didn't hear in that recording was, of course, the first set list to tonight's tunes, which means you heard 10 years after doing I'm Going Home and Country Joe McDonald doing The Fish Cheer and I Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die Rag. And both of those tracks were from the Woodstock soundtrack. Before that, Jefferson Starship did Chimes of Freedom from the CD Jefferson's Tree of Liberty. Phil Oakes did Canons of Christianity. Before that, you heard Reverend Book Burns' animation theme. X-Girl did Alabama Song and started off with Agent Orange doing Somebody to Love. This is Reverend Book Burns. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on live Sunday nights at voltaradio.com. Archived at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. And we expect the show to be there, available 24/7. I guess in about a half a week to a week. And we are going to be off next Sunday night, but returning in 2 weeks on August 30th when we will have, well, it's funny to call them live guests because I don't know how live a guest you can be if you're dead, but we are having special guests, the ghosts of John Lennon and Kurt Cobain. And that ought to be interesting. Plus, we're going to play a lot of great tunes. And I don't know what they want to talk about, but I imagine that it is not a show that is recommended for all of these assholes that made careers out of writing books and articles slamming Yoko Ono or Courtney Love. But that's pure speculation. They can talk about whatever they choose to as agreed, and they will be on in 2 weeks. 2 weeks on The Reverend is In. Lennon and Kurt Cobain's ghosts live. Well, pretty much live. And that'll be a fun show. And again, we're off next week. Tonight the theme is Woodstock's 40th anniversary celebration. Let's see. And we have some things to cover. We're going to do readings tonight from Abby Hoffman's book, Woodstock Nation, which is one of the two best books on the subject. The other one is called Woodstock Consensus by Rex Wiener, and which kind of followed the trail of the Woodstock Nation at the end of that time period that spanned from the middle of the 60s to around 1972. And kind of followed the trail, like where people really went, because people were saturated by articles by the assholes who wanted to bash the 60s all along. Pat Buchanan, National Review, Newt Gingrich, and that kind of ilk, and say, oh, they all became Wall Street people, or they all became this. And the fact of the matter is Woodstock Nation lived in many forms, including people in all kinds of humanitarian efforts, hospice work, working with the chronically mentally ill, working with homeless people, and different avenues that people went in the Woodstock Nation. And yes, some of them did become yuppies, and some of them did become personal growth freaks, like into that weird Est cult, or different kinds of meditations and 70s stuff, if you will. And yes, some went for gurus and leaders, which is a big trap and pitfall. But Woodstock Nation, for the most part, survived honorably. And in its raw and hardcore form, lived on through many events, most notably the annual Rainbow Gathering, which still occurs and is free and is not about how it can be transformed by the corporate media into a line of t-shirts or marketing gear. So we're going to cover that kind of shit. Let's see. First, there's two birthdays. One is Margaret Downey's birthday, which is today. She is known mostly locally as the founder of the Freethought Society of Greater Philadelphia. And but she's a part of many free thinkers and atheist efforts, and nationally known since some of her bigger events were organized, as well as a great person and a great friend. And today is her birthday, and happy birthday, Margaret Downey. Tomorrow is the birthday of Mr. Z. And Mr. Z is also a personal friend, as well as a longtime organizer and activist, especially in the legalized marijuana movement. And he is currently one of the many prisoners due to marijuana convictions, and all of whom should be freed. And so, in the same way that Abby Hoffman went to Woodstock to drum up support for John Sinclair, who was imprisoned for two joints and sentenced to 9.5 to 10 years, shouting "Free John Sinclair" from the stage, we thought we'd keep that tradition up, not for nostalgia, but because it is still appropriate, and say "Free Mr. Z." and all of the weed prisoners. And we are working and making efforts to do just that, and not just shouting it or giving them bong salutes, although that also happens in these circles. Mr. Z, birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, however happy it can be, in federal prison where you do not belong. Okay. Oh, and we have a death. The founder, or not the founder, the inventor of the electric guitar, passed away since our last show, Mr. Les Paul. And so our condolences to his loved ones and to all people affected by this, which in certain ways is every person who plays an electric guitar or appreciates the music of any person who plays an electric guitar. And it's also the anniversary of the death of Elvis, so it isn't all bad. Let's see, today is also an anniversary. Today is also the middle day of Woodstock. So this 40th celebration is, 40th anniversary celebration is during the festival dates. This was the middle day, August 16th. And let's see. Well, that's later. I don't want to start a big thing that's long and has a ton of shit attached to it. So let's see. We're going to save the readings, going to save the deep discussions about Woodstock. There was a question because we mentioned the Rainbow Gathering before, and it's kind of hard to describe because, yes, there are all of the similarities with Woodstock, except there isn't so much live music. It's just everybody kind of making their own music. But in terms of the camping, the psychedelics, the nudity and skinny dipping and sex, and the camaraderie, the friendships, and the genuine sense of community, which was the best part of Woodstock, not just that it was a cool festival that was peaceful and had great bands, but that there was a sense of community, people from the hog farm commune bringing in a ton of food to give away to see that everybody possible was fed, giving away plastic so that people could endure the two rainstorms. And the sense of community and, for lack of a better word, the spirit, you know how I feel about that word, longtime book burners, but for lack of a better word, the spirit that comes out of such a community, such a connectedness and such a event, like while that kind of energy is happening, is why the Rainbow Gatherings are compared to Woodstock. Let's see. All right, we're canning a lot of this discussion. We're canning a lot of news also because it just doesn't seem to go with the content of the festival celebration. And there's a lot of updates at reverendbookburn.com. It's recommended that you read the first couple of articles linked when the goodies section of links starts. A couple of articles by Paul Krasner, who was the co-founder of the Yippies, an attendant of Woodstock at the Movement City area, and the then publisher of The Realist, and the person who published the Disneyland Memorial Orgy poster. Paul Krasner wrote two articles, one about the 40th anniversary of Woodstock, and he wrote another one about his investigation of the Manson murders. And it's very recommended, especially considering how the Manson case was not only used as a means, very wrongly, to discredit the 60s and this counterculture by associating him with the counterculture when he had so much more in common with the Christian Broadcasting Network, the right-wing teabaggers of today, the Pat Robertsons, the Ronald Reagans, the Contra leaders who did Helter Skelter throughout Central America and Africa, to hundreds of thousands of people. he was one of them. His value system of domination of a leader, anti-birth control, racism, and of course quoting a very popular fictional book called The Bible that many dangerous people use. But in addition to him being one of them, there were a lot of suspicious things about that case. And yes, he really did do it. And yes, his followers really did what they did. But there were a lot of suspicious things like raids put off when they thought he was going to attack the Black Panthers. And letting him get away with multiple parole violations, even getting arrested and being let go. So it's worth checking out, especially since this month has seen a lot of retro footage, thanks to the corporate media and total shams like the so-called History Channel. So two articles by Paul Krasner, The Woodstock Anniversary and The Mystery Behind the Manson Murders, as well as some musical goodies and current news. All right, we're going to come back after the second set and do a reading from Woodstock Nation by Abby Hoffman and talk about the significance, why it was relevant then, why it's relevant today, respond to a couple of bonehead bloggers and commenters, and talk a little more about Woodstock. And tonight, whether there's time or not, we're going to make time. We have a film/video list. All of that is to come. And again, we're going to try to present some diverse music, even though the focus is on Woodstock and that time period. Right now, we're going to go back to the 60s with a track by Janis Joplin, a live version of Down on Me.
Alive and doing very, very well. Big, big, big brother in the holding company.
But down on me. We'll be right back.
Take this, brother. May it serve you well.
Yeah.
This is Dr. Greed, and when I'm not laughing at Medicaid patients and people from urban areas, I listen to songs that celebrate or acknowledge the police riot of 1968 outside the Democratic Convention in Chicago, and great men of honor like the Chicago Police and Mayor Richard Daley, and of course the judge in the Chicago conspiracy trial, the Chicago 8, later the Chicago 7. This is a song by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young entitled Chicago.
This is a song for Mayor Daley.
Change the world, rearrange. Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
On whose farm we are, Mr. Max Yazger.
I'm a farmer. I don't know how to speak to 20 people at one time, let alone a crowd like this. This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place. But I think you people have proven something to the world, that 500,000 kids can get together and have 3 days of fun and music, and have nothing but fun and music. And I got to bless you for it.
Thank you.
a song together. And see what really happens. If you get a group of people that might sing, and for some reasons that are not unknown anymore, they won't do it. Most of us need approval. Most of us need to get approval from our neighbors before we can actually let it all hang down. And what is happening here is we're going to try to do a sing-along. Now, a lot of people don't like to do it because they feel that it might be old-fashioned. But you must dig that it is not a fashion in the first place. It is a feeling. And if it was good in the past, it's still good. We would like to sing a song called Higher, and if we can get everybody to draw in, we'd appreciate it. Everybody's moving and carrying on. Because there are situations where you need approval to get in on something that could do some good.
Way up on a hill, it's that one. Go on, take it higher.
You heard the Ramones doing Have You Ever Seen the Rain. From Woodstock, you heard Sly and the Family Stone doing Dance to the Music and Music Lover, as well as Woodstock Farm owner Max Yazgers addressing the crowd. The band Davey did the VoltaRadio.com station ID and the promo for The Reverend Is In. Before that, Jefferson Airplane did Volunteers live at Woodstock. Before that, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young did Chicago. The Seeds did Summer of Love. And if you heard the show a couple months ago, we did a tribute to the recently passed Sky Saxon of The Seeds. Flaming Lips did Everything's Explodin' from their box set. Finally, the punk rockers are taking acid. And started off with Janis Joplin with Big Brother and the Holding Company doing Down on Me. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is Woodstock 40th Anniversary Celebration. And this will probably be a show that goes overtime. If you miss some of it or all of it or want to turn other people onto it, it will likely be uploaded and available for free permanently at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net, with a tremendous thanks to the person who makes it happen, our co-producer from afar, from Canada, Pastor Rex Cat. And this should be up either a half a week or a week, which is normal time. What I wanted to do before the reading was discuss films that either we recently watched or watched again, or just seemed appropriate for a Woodstock celebration video and DVD list, including some stuff that most people, even most counterculture and underground scenes kind of people, may not have heard of. And some we talk about all the time, but we're plugging them again because they're worthy. And of course, we don't make a dime from doing the show, and none of this is an ad. And we just plug things that we like or things that we think are cool or are relevant to either independent media or to countercultures or changing the world or just plain fun and cool. We're funny. The film list begins with a great one from 1969, with Peter Sellers, Ringo Starr, Raquel Welch, and Roman Polanski, and the Monty Python guys, before Monty Python even existed, one of the greatest films ever, entitled The Magic Christian. And believe it or not, the Monkees film, from close to that time, I think that was 68, with a cameo appearance by Frank Zappa, and fantastic film. It's entitled Head. And speaking of John Sinclair, the person that people were campaigning to free, especially Abbie Hoffman, in 1969 and during Woodstock specifically, later John Lennon and Yoko Ono and all of the people who played the Free John Now benefit that did result in him becoming free. There is a video about his story that is fascinating, even mesmerizing to watch. And that is entitled 20 to Life, The Life and Times of John Sinclair. And another Life and Times movie that's worthwhile, pertaining to a person who was famous even in the 50s in the underground world as a beat poet, and long after the 60s until he died in the mid-90s, The Life and Times of Allen Ginsberg. And for all the talk that we've done about Chicago and the Chicago trial and Abby Hoffman and the co-defendants and the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song, Woodstock was actually what they had in mind a year earlier, to provide a festival of life as opposed to a convention of death outside the Democratic Convention. Most bands chickened out, with the exceptions of Phil Oaks and the great MC5. But it turned out to be a police riot, but the vision of Woodstock was what they had in mind. And a film that's on DVD that's more recent and easier to find is a film entitled Chicago 10, which is recommended. And one of the people in this bizarre circle around the Reverend is in, I think, Pastor Whoremaster, who is not even visible right now, found on Amazon or someplace a DVD about the Columbia student protests of 1968. And it was around 2 hours of footage that included news reels, raw footage, and it was a 5-day student takeover siege of the vast Columbia campus. And during that occupation, the Grateful Dead showed up and played. And this DVD even had some of that. It had two of the songs that they played at Columbia, plus a lot of interviews and, again, raw footage. And if you can find that, it is recommended. And I think it was something like $5 or $10. A film made in France by an American filmmaker who left a country to live in France and make movies about all that he thought was going on. He made a handful of films, but the one he made in 1969 was his best and a classic and a tremendous goof on jingoism and, you know, support wars and all that kind of crowd. And one of the greatest spoofs of all time, actually, entitled Mr. Freedom, which is also recently re-released. Two movies about Nixon, one made around the time, entitled Milhouse, a white comedy made by filmmaker Emil D'Antonio, and a more modern film that was also outrageously funny about Nixon, simply titled Dick, a film about the Vietnam War that was not propagandistic or Rambo-like, and factual, but a lot of disturbing imagery, entitled Hearts and Minds, a classic offbeat B-film, cult classic, entitled Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. And we're even recommending the Woodstock film, even though they spent way too much time interviewing some goofy couple, you know, that was trying to make their way there, like, ridiculously long. Like, it should have been a minute, and it seemed like it was 15 minutes. But a few minor quirks. There was a lot of great footage as well. And we recommended the Paul Krasner articles that are linked at reverendbookburn.com at the top of the goodies sets of links. Forgot to mention that when The Realist was being published, there was also a huge outgrowth of underground press at the time and underground newspapers, which was kind of like a foreplay to the zines that came along, or independent media in the technological age. We're okay here. And this was before High Times, before the zines, before the technological age. And anything along that you can find from the underground press days or books. And there are a few great ones that were like best ofs are also worth getting. Yes, there were political movements in the 60s that became massive. And as Woodstock highlighted, and then there was a counterculture and rock and roll music scene that became massive. The fusing of them together, the counterculture and the movements, were the basis of the Yippies, or YIP, Youth International Party, who were similar to the Diggers, who were kind of looking after the community in Haight-Ashbury and Berkeley, in Greenwich Village and the Lower East Side and umpteen other places. And when Woodstock was happening, it started off kind of as a business. You know, I probably sounded like I was goofing, but didn't mean it. When I wrote on the write-up for Tonight Show, you know, when four young entrepreneurs organized a festival selling tickets. But it was more or less that. It started off as a business, as an investment, albeit, you know, still a great idea and still a good vision. And Paul Krasner and Abby Hoffman and others sought to add things like Movement City, which they did add to Woodstock, and also to actively try to build support for John Sinclair, who was still imprisoned at the time. And one of the ways that they did agree to show that support and also to reflect what was going on at the time was, well, they had this free program booklet, which we actually found copies of. But in addition to being a program book that was distributed at the festival, the text of it was printed in its entirety in Woodstock Nation by Abby Hoffman, which is a book well worth finding if you do. And if I have no time to read any other parts of the book, I wanted to read what was in the Woodstock program, in which he even proofread it. And now this was when he was writing things about Woodstock in advance and talking about the culture vultures, people who only wanted to market and turn the counterculture into a commodity, what the companies and Gaps of the time, you know, wanted to do, and being co-opted by the corporate media, etc. And so he was talking, and he talked even during his testimony in the Chicago trial about what the Woodstock Nation meant, what the vision was, and more than a piece of geography, but kind of free and liberated zones, and really any place where a Woodstock Nation inhabitant happened to be. This part that was written in the Woodstock program and a chapter in Woodstock Nation is entitled "The Hard Rain's Already Fallen," starting with two quotes. "You're either part of the solution or part of the problem, Eldridge Cleaver. He not busy being born is busy dying, Bob Dylan. Someday, real soon, we're going to see posters in the post office that say, 'Wanted for conspiracy to incite riot.' And there, smiling out at us, will be pictures of our favorite rock groups. Unreal? Well, maybe you're not hip to what's been going down lately. The Law and Order apes and the senile dinosaur we call a government have flipped out. Preventive detention, the no-knock clause in the new drug laws, appointment of Berger and Hainsworth to the Supreme Court, and the extensive use of wiretapping by the Justice Department are all part of a wave of repression. Over 300 Black Panthers are now in jail as a result of a nationwide plot to destroy their organization. White radicals are being arrested. Underground newspapers are being harassed. GIs who speak out are receiving harsh sentences. The police have been unleashed. Last summer in Chicago, it was clubs and tear gas. In Berkeley this spring, it was shotguns and buckshot. The hard rain's already fallen, and it isn't just the politicos that are getting wet. Read the list. Jimi Hendrix, MC5, The Who, Phil Oaks, Tim Buckley, Jefferson Airplane, Grateful Dead, Jim Morrison, Creedence Clearwater, The Turtles, Moby Grape, Ray Charles, The Fugs, Dave Von Ronk, Joan Baez, all have been busted recently. Busted because the authorities want to destroy our cultural revolution in the same way they want to destroy our political revolution. Maybe the man can't bust our music, but he sure as hell can bust our musicians. If the government wanted to, it could bust rock groups on charges of conspiracy to incite riot. Last year, Congress passed an anti-riot act which made it illegal to urge people to go to an event at which a riot later occurs. The law makes it illegal to travel from state to state, write letters or telegrams, speak on the radio or television, make a telephone call with the intention of encouraging people to participate in a riot. A riot meaning an act of violence occurring in an assemblage of two or three more persons. The people doing the urging never have to commit an act of violence or know the people who do. They never, in fact, have to urge a riot. William Kunstler, famed constitutional lawyer, feels rock and roll stars and promoters could be prosecuted under this law if violence occurred at a show. The law is currently being tested in the upcoming trial of eight movement activists: Rennie Davis, Dave Dellinger, John Freund, Tom Hayden, Jerry Rubin, Bobby Seale, Lee Weiner, and myself. All participants in the demonstrations last August in Chicago. You remember Chicago, where the facade of a democratically run convention was washed down the streets with the blood of young people. The whole world was watching, and what it saw was what the official Walker Report later termed a police riot. Richard Nixon wants to put an end to demonstrations. Mayor Daley wants revenge. They have decided to set an example for anyone who speaks out against the government by putting us in prison for 10 years. None of us are shedding any tears about our upcoming trial. In a sense, the indictments are like receiving an Academy Award for our work. Many of us have already done time in jail. We have been arrested and beaten numerous times. We have lived with the FBI following us and monitoring our phone calls. For us personally, the trial is just a part of our activity in the movement. When you get down to it, we are guilty of being members of a vast conspiracy. A conspiracy pitted against the war in Vietnam and the government that still perpetuates that war, against the oppression of black communities, against the harassment of our cultural revolution, against an educational system that seeks only to channel us into a society we see as corrupt and impersonal, against the growing police state, and finally against the dehumanizing work roles that a capitalist economic system demands. We are for, quite simply, what we are for, quite simply, is a total revolution. We are for a society in which the people directly decide and control the decisions that affect their lives. We are for people's power, or as one of our brothers in Berkeley put it, soulful socialism. In the past few years, our numbers have grown from hundreds to millions of young people. Our conspiracy has grown more militant. Flower children have lost their innocence and grown their thorns. We have recognized that our culture, in order to survive, must be defended. Furthermore, we have realized that the revolution is more than digging rock and turning on. The revolution is about coming together in a struggle for change. It is about the destruction of a system based on bosses and competition and the building of a new community based on people and cooperation. The old system is dying all around us, and we joyously come out in the streets to dance on its grave. With our free stores, liberated buildings, communes, People's Park, dope, free bodies, and our music, we'll build our society in the vacant lots of the old, and we'll do it by any means necessary. Right on. Okay. That was from Woodstock Nation by Abby Hoffman. Definitely talked out and have a third set of tunes to play. Way too much shit on paper and in music. We'll go a little over time, but not cover the massive amounts of stuff that is on paper and on the playlist. But we will go a little over time. Ramone's in the background after coming through. Going to play a song by a Native American recording artist that Jackson Browne discovered named John Trudell. And this is from his CD, a.k.a. Graffiti Man. This track is entitled Baby Boom Che.
Elvis? I'll tell you what happened. I ought to know, man. I was one of his army. I mean, man, I was on his side. He made us feel all right. We were the first wave in the post-war baby boom. The generation before had just come out of the Great Depression and World War II. You know, heavy vibes for people to wear. So much heaviness, like some kind of voiding of the emotion. Their music, you know the songs life always carries. You know every culture has songs. Well, anyway, their music was restrained emotion. You know, like you didn't want to dance if you didn't know how, which says something strange. Well, anyway, Elvis came along about 10 years after the nuke, when the only generals America had and the only army she had were Ike and Mac, and stupor hung over the land. A plague where everyone tried to materially free themselves. Still too shell-shocked to understand to feel what was happening. Everything was getting hopeless. Then when Elvis started to rock, the role just picked up. I mean, Ravenous the Beaver showed us could only be a foretold future. Who wanted to be warred in June? And I mean, father never did know best. He was still crazy from surviving the war. Like there was this psychotic fall so widespread as to be assumed normal. Heavy man, you know, really. Anyway, Elvis showed us an out. You know, he showed every boy, man, and every girl, woman. There's something good in feeling good. Like a prophet for every boy, every girl, when someone's mom and dad lied. Something about him told us to be sensual is really okay. Someone's mom and dad waltzed us around. Every girl wasn't supposed to enjoy it. If she did, she was bad. And every boy, well, boys will be boys. Don't feel anything. Take what you can, marry a decent girl when the fun's done. Like no matter what we did, we all were guilty. Maybe someone's mom and dad resented what they missed. And while they were trying to pass it on us, we heard Elvis's song. And for the first time, we made up our own mind. Rebelled. I mean, we danced even if we didn't know how. I mean, Elvis made us move. Instead of standing mute, he raised our voice. And when we heard ourselves, something was changing. You know, like for the first time, we made a collective decision about choices.
America hurriedly made Pat Boone a general in the army they wanted us to join. But most of us held fast to Elvis and the commandants around him. Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, Little Richard, Bo Diddley, Gene Vincent. You know, like a different civil war all over again. I mean, you take Don't Be Cruel, I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, and Jailhouse Rock. Or you take Pat and his white bucks, singing love letters in the sand. Hell, man, what's real here? I mean, Pat at the beach in his white bucks. His ears getting sunburned told us something about old wave delusion. I mean, wanting and needing an imprisonment, we all been to those places. But what did white bucks at the beach understand other than more straight line dancing? You know what I mean? Anyway, man, for a while we had a breather of fresh energy to keep us from falling into the big sleep. Then before long, Elvis got assassinated in all the fame. Taking a long time to die, others seized control while Elvis rode the needle out, never understanding what he'd done. It's like we were the baby boom because life needed a fresher start. I mean, two world wars in a row is really crazy, man. And Elvis, even though he didn't know he said it, he showed it to us anyway. And even though we didn't know we heard it anyway. Man, like he woke us up. And now they're trying to put us back to sleep. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, look at the record, man. Rock and roll is based on revolutions going way past 33 and a third. You gotta understand, man. He was America's baby boom Che. I ought to know, man. I was in his army.
Oh, and a free airline upgrade onto first class. It's an Italian plane and very crowded. We fly high above the old Renaissance city. A kid named Sean Connery is let out onto the jet's wings, and with his arms out begins a free fall. Next, cries the buxom stewardess. Everyone is staring at me with their big brown eyes.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I know what it's like to want to get high and have a good time. And my daughters like to party with it themselves. But I can't condone all of this retroness now at Woodstock evening. People just don't understand why it's necessary to start wars for profit and to protect the interests of the corporate state and our investments in sweatshops and ensure the profitability of the health insurance industry, the oil industry, the mortgage companies, and pretty much all of our friends in the top. So we want to encourage all the people who are running around acting like our interests are their interests, and we want to tell all of the people celebrating this anniversary to wipe the mud off and put your clothes back on. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Back again. You can leave if you want to. We're just jamming, that's all. You can leave or you can clap. Thanks. Yeah! Francisco.
kicked him out! No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Hi, y'all. This is Dr. Laura Hoa, and I want to talk about our scented tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own tea bagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have two runner-ups as well. The first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is some Ron Paul freak who was protesting against health care with his fellow brown shirts and packing a gun. I will understand if any Ron Paul supporter now knows better and is embarrassed that they were attracted to the false words he used to use about legalizing hemp, ending the war, and so much more bullshit. But no, he is a free market extremist, and he is attracting the far right and the brown shirts, including this pistol packing supporter who shows up at an anti-healthcare rally. The gun packing Ron Paul freak, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that brings us to our second runner-up to Asshole of the Week. John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods. One would think that somebody who is an advocate of Whole Foods would naturally be supportive of a humane healthcare reform, but quite the opposite. And he is actually beginning public speaking appearances and an entire campaign against it. And yes, there is a boycott of Whole Foods, anything from the Whole Foods company. John Mackey, CEO of Whole Foods, second runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that brings us to a special recipient who is very worthy. One that can outshine the two runner-ups. Asshole of the Week this week is none other than... What happened to the fart sounds? We need fart sounds for Asshole of the Week. First, Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
That's better. Sunday, August 16th, 2009, at VoltaRadio.com, RadioForAll.net, and ReverendBookburn.com. Asshole of the Week is the National Review magazine. The National Review, like most spokespeople from either far-right radio or from even the Republican Party itself, or the assholes who were called Blue Dog Democrats, and in other words, health industry hoes, get their ideological arguments from the National Review magazine, which seeks to legitimize the new brown shirts and stormtroopers of today, featuring Obama on the cover with a glove and other inspirational covers for the total wingnut and teabagger, Manson-ish kind of people. The National Review magazine, more fucked up than ever, and the publishers of which are Assholes of the Week. Okay, enough of the fart sounds. You heard Rage Against the Machine doing Kick Out the Jams. Jimi Hendrix did Star Spangled Banner and Purple Haze from Woodstock. Bongwater did The Porpoise Song. Dr. Fibes did 2,000 Light Years from Home. Turn Me On, Dead Man did Beetle George from their great CD on Alternative Tentacles at alternativetentacles.com. And before Turn Me On, Dead Man, you heard John Trudell doing Baby Boom Che. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Woodstock 40th Anniversary Celebration. And we cut out a lot of music and a lot of content, especially content, some of which will spill over, if appropriate, on the next show. The next show is not next week, but in 2 weeks on August 30th, when we will have John Lennon and Kurt Cobain's ghosts live, if in fact you can have ghosts on live. Write to me, Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. No period, just Rev Bookburn, one word, at sjcdc.org. Updates and details and goodies always at reverendbookburn.com. On YouTube, youtube.com/RevBookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/ReverendBookburn. The show should appear in a half a week or a week for free, so you can hear it again or turn somebody onto it. Thanks to Pastor Rex Cat at Radio 4 All, radio4all.net. Going to play a closing tune and then get out of here from the compilation Community Power Radio on Discord label. This track is entitled Sounds of... No, I fucked up. The band is Sounds of Kaleidoscope, and the track is entitled Sunset. Good night.